Venezuelan opposition leader makes first public appearance after months in hiding. U.S. seizes oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela, Trump says. Indigenous deaths in custody in Australia hit highest level since 1980. Trump launches $1 million gold card immigration visas. Portugal braced for mass disruption in first general strike for 12 years. Japanese chess player calls out association's pregnancy bias. String of celebrity scandals renews debate on South Korea's cancel culture. Iceland becomes fifth country to boycott Eurovision. Mexico approves up to 50% tariffs on China and other countries. Italian cooking awarded UNESCO cultural heritage status. Shares in AI giant Oracle fall after revenue results ramp up. Bubble fears intensive work continuing on Ukraine plan. European leaders say after Trump call, judge rules Epstein grand jury records from 2019 case can be released. U.S. could ask foreign tourists for 5-year social media history before entry. Taliban warn Afghans who wore un-Islamic Peaky Blinders outfits. Benin coup plot leader hiding in Togo. Official tells BBC rebels reportedly enter Kidar Congo city despite Trump peace deal. At least 22 killed in building collapse in Morocco. U.S. jet tracked circling Gulf of Venezuela. Ostensions mount. Sperm from donor with cancer-causing gene was used to conceive almost 200 children. U.S. judge blocks Trump's National Guard deployment in Los Angeles. Panis in France as children fall victim to the violence of Marseille drug gangs. The Swiss city that lets you pay for most things with Bitcoin. Why Thailand and Cambodia are fighting again after Trump ceasefire. Big tech bets big on AI, but can India keep pace in the global race? Sarkozy releases prison diaries about his 20 days behind bars. How long Britain could really fight for if war broke out tomorrow? It's insulting they think we can't handle it. The Australian teens banned from social media. Indian couple trolled over skin color after wedding video goes viral. Two teenagers went to seek gold. They were buried alive in a mine collapse. Ukrainians raise flag to show BBC the fight goes on in city claimed by Russia. Why are Thailand and Cambodia fighting at the border? A coup too far. Why Benin's rebel soldiers failed where others in the region succeeded. Does Japan's megaquake warning mean the big one is coming? European leaders walk tightrope between backing Ukraine and keeping US on board. Watch. Video shows US military seizing oil tanker off Venezuela coast. What's your name? Moment police confront Luigi Mangione at McDonald's. Watch Australian teens test out social media on first day of ban. Watch. Aussie the dog sets Guinness World Record for longest canine tongue. NASA astronaut and cosmonauts return to Earth after 245 days in space. CCTV shows suspects fleeing on foot with stolen artworks. Syrians share their thoughts 1 year on from the fall of Assad. Gold prices dip as markets digest Fed outlook. Silver falls from record high. Over 30 sanctioned ships in Venezuela at risk after U.S. tanker seizure. Oil prices rise on U.S. seizure of Venezuelan tanker, falling crude stocks. Oil tanker seized by U.S. near Venezuela was falsely flying. Guyana flag, government says. Mexico's Senate approves tariff hikes on Chinese, other Asian imports. Oil extends gains after U.S. seizure of tanker off Venezuela. Analysis. U.S. farmers say Trump's $12 billion aid package won't cover losses. Trump administration allows 6 more states to restrict food stamp purchases. Australian content creators feel sting of losing young fans to social media ban. Jefferies downgrades Iberdrola, selects SSE and Engie as top utility picks. Taiwan stocks lower at close of trade. Taiwan weighted down 0.43%. SK Hynix considers U.S. listing amid AI demand surge. Trump plans envision major U.S. investment in Russia, restoring oil flows to Europe, WSJ is. Australia stocks higher at close of trade, S&P SX 200 up 0.15 cent.